Is the SACL CAI toll-free number for Free Talk Live. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Tally.
And Nemi.
And we are here in place of the great Mark and Ian.
The boys.
The boys are in New York City for the Talker Convention, and they will be back on Friday. I believe tomorrow night it's Julia and Johnson.
That's right.
Taking over the airwaves. And during the last hour, somebody called in about the mission accomplished statement that was made on May 1st, 2003, in which George W. Bush flew onto an aircraft carrier. There was a big giant mission accomplished banner. And he said, you know, we accomplished the mission, blah, 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 but we need to stay in Iraq basically forever. And the question was asked, was Saddam still in his spider hole during the mission accomplished speech? And I found out that Saddam was not actually captured until December of 2003, but he had been deposed as president of Iraq on April 9th. of 2003. So I don't really think that that changes the fact that either it was a premature statement or there was never an actual mission to be accomplished and he just wanted to give some feel-good speech titled Mission Accomplished.
Good point. Just kind of wanted to put a bow over the whole ugly affair, even though it was still ongoing.
Yeah, and it's continued to be ongoing despite the claims by President Obama that the war in Iraq is over. There's still, I think, 50,000 troops, but they're not called troops anymore. He's got some nice little like contractor name for them, but they're still members of the United States military. They're still wearing the U.S. military uniform. They're still shooting people, most of whom are civilians. But the way they calculate insurgents is any male over the age of 12 years old. And I think I've seen a figure stating that there have been several hundred thousand civilians killed in Iraq. And I don't remember how many quote-unquote insurgents have been killed, but it's nowhere near the number of civilians. I think I've heard before that one out of every 10 people killed in either Iraq or Afghanistan is actually or 9 out of 10 are civilians. 1 out of 10 are classified as insurgents. But again, they're counting everybody that's a male over the age of 12 as being an insurgent.
Didn't George W. Bush say that they hate us for our freedoms after 9/11?
He did. He did say that, and promptly got Congress to pass, and he signed the USA Patriot Act in late October of 01. The bill was introduced in the House, passed the next day, passed in the Senate the day after that, and signed by the president the day after that. So there's no way that anybody had time to read this bill. And there's a lot of what was hidden in, I say hidden, because nobody read the thing, but there's a lot of stuff that was in that bill that people are just now finding out about. Because it creates different agencies, and those agencies get to make rules and regulations that have the force of law, and they basically, you know, can write regulations at whim, and there's no oversight from Congress on that.
It sounds like he was capitulating with the enemy by taking away our freedoms.
Yeah, so I've seen the meme before. It said, if they hated us for our freedom, shouldn't it be a mild dislike by now?
I laugh so I don't cry.
That's true, yeah.
So any further thoughts on this? I've got a story that I'd like to get into if there's no further thoughts.
Oh,
I'm done with George W. Bush.
Okay, yeah, I think most of the country was done with him about 8 years ago. So this is a story from Fox News about a 10-year-old girl who desperately needs a new lung and was being kept off of the quote-unquote adult organ transplant list because she is under 12 years old. So apparently for medical purposes, 12 is considered an adult for the purposes of a transplant. So the article says a federal court judge has granted a temporary order that will allow 10-year-old Sarah Murnaghan, who is dying from cystic fibrosis and desperately needs a new lung, to join an adult organ transplant list. The judge has scheduled a preliminary injunction hearing for June 14th, according to MyFox Philadelphia. Judge Michael Belson made his ruling after hearing oral arguments today on a federal lawsuit filed by Sarah's parents challenging the under 12 rule that was keeping the 10-year-old off the adult transplant list. Belson's order tells the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to direct the group that manages the organ transplant list to cease application of it in Sarah's case. And if there's another child in the judicial district in Sarah's situation, the judge would consider and probably grant a temporary restraining order for them, too, if the case is presented in court. In a statement issued, the family said, "We are experiencing many emotions, relief, happiness, gratitude, and for the first time in months, hope." The family added, "We cannot say enough about the global outreach and support we've received on behalf of Sarah. People of all ages and walks of life have reached out to us, prayed for us, and asked how they could help." The Delaware County, Pennsylvania family retained a lawyer and quickly filed their lawsuit, arguing the rule keeping Sarah off the list is discriminatory. So I don't know how to react to this, because on the one hand, a 10-year-old is definitely not an adult. But at the same time, there should not be federal laws prohibiting certain people from getting on organ transplant lists.
So the article made that clear that it's a federal law that the hospital is trying to follow. Which
the under 12 rule is a federal law that was put in place by it's actually a federal regulation put in place by the Department of Health and Human Services as part of the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, which is commonly known as Obamacare.
So it's a new provision?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, so when Nancy Pelosi several years ago said, "We have to pass the law to find out what is in it," she wasn't joking. It wasn't just her attempt at, "No, we aren't going to read this on the floor." There are many sections that say, as the secretary may order, or according to rules and regulations that are come up with by this agency.
Okay. So prior to the passage of this law, was there any regulation in place?
Not at a federal level, to my knowledge.
Okay.
It is my understanding that the under 12 rule came about because of the PPACA.
Hmm.
And I don't like calling it Obamacare just because it's a derogatory term. And most people that use the term Obamacare are generally Republicans.
Well,
that wanted Romney Care instead.
I heard Obama give a speech one time where he said that he doesn't mind it being called Obamacare because his name is Obama and he cares.
Wow. Wow. I don't even know how to respond to that.
But that's the thing. I mean, is Obamacare caring if somebody is precluded from getting a lung that they need?
Yeah.
For a young child?
I don't know that she's being precluded. I have some more stuff on this after the break, if we could talk about this a little more.
Most definitely.
Great.
And your calls are welcome, 855-453. What do you think? Should there be a federal regulation on who gets on the organ transplant list? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in at 855-453. And before we get back to the story at hand, I want to tell you about the School Sucks Project. It is a podcast, a call-in show, a YouTube channel, and a web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. go to schoolsucksproject.com, where you can register an account, participate in the forums, suggest show topics, and access years of archives. That's schoolsucksproject.com. So, Nimi,
yes,
you said that you had some more insight into the story about the 10-year-old girl
Let's
that needs a loan.
Here, yeah. Yep, she's been on the waiting list. There's a there were some questions before the break why she was on the why she wasn't on the adult list. She's been on the pediatric list, so there are two lists.
Okay.
So she's been on the pediatric list for 18 months, and this is a policy change only, and it's not a federal law. But as it currently stands, every adult on the adult list would have had to first turn down a pair of lungs before it could be offered to the girl.
So it is still a federal regulation, correct?
Policy.
Policy that essentially has the force of law.
I suppose so.
But because that's generally how the policy is created by all of these different federal organizations. They have the force of law.
Okay.
So that's just why I say federal law, because it has the force of law.
Okay.
Instead of splitting hair, oh, this is a policy, this is a regulation, this is a rule, this is a statute, this is an ordinance.
Well, I'm certainly not attempting to split hairs here. I just think it's in the interest of accurately reporting. This girl has been on a waiting list already for a year and
a waiting list.
Yeah, the juvenile pediatric waiting list. And now she has been, they are asking them to overlook the policy, where I don't believe a law could be overlooked, so I don't think it's necessarily splitting hairs, to add her to the adult list. But that's all I had, so.
So I'm guessing here that the reason the family is trying to get her on the adult list is because there's not a lot of 10-year-olds that have healthy lungs that are dying?
I believe I had the stat here. According to UNOS, the United Network for Organ Sharing, just 5 children received lung transplants in the first 3 months of this year. 72 are on the waiting list. This girl's at the top of that list in her 6-state region. And she, again, where is she located?
She's in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so 6-state region. 72 kids on the waiting list for a new lung.
And she's at the top of this list.
That's right.
Okay, so the way the story I read made it sound is as though she's not on any waiting list at all, and I don't really think, you know, it's coming from Fox, so of course they're going to try to make it sound worse than what it is.
I don't see anything from death panels in here or Obamacare necessarily. I see my sources, one of the local CBS stations from Central Virginia. So that's where my source is coming from.
Okay, so if you send me that, I can get that posted up to the Free Talk Live Facebook page.
So I asked Google, can you donate a lung? And yes, you can.
You can. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, people, you hear about people donating like livers and kidneys and things.
Yeah, because you can cut a liver in half, I believe. You can, a healthy person can live with one kidney. Mm-hmm. So I guess, it would make sense. You've got two lungs, so if you're healthy, then you should be able to live with one lung, one would think.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it, but, you know, if you wanted to save a life.
Right, well, you could live with one arm and one leg. I wouldn't recommend, you know, donating a leg to somebody.
Well, right, but it's nice to have organ backup, you know.
Yes,
right, certainly.
Yes, especially once you start getting older and things start failing. Mm-hmm. It's always nice, you know, if your kidney, you know, let's just assume that you donate a kidney and, you know, you're 85 years old and that kidney starts to shut down. Would be nice to have a second one that might be working a little bit better.
Right. What's the young woman's name?
Sarah.
Sarah. Well, good luck, Sarah. I mean, it's a terrible situation to be in.
Absolutely.
So this brings up another question, and it's one that is not discussed at all in the articles that were read, but should people have the right to basically offer to sell a organ.
I think they do already, don't they?
It is illegal in the United States to sell an organ.
Sure, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen.
Right, we just don't know about it.
Right.
Right, but I'm saying, you know, if it is found out that Nimmy sold her kidney, then Nimmy would then go to jail for selling her kidney.
Well, it's Nimmy's fault for getting caught, then, I would say.
Well, that's why I said, should people have the right, meaning they should not be punished
or
face punishment for it.
I take an anything peaceful approach whenever somebody asks me, should, you know, this or that happen? I mean, it could, in this case, it could save a life, so absolutely.
Yeah, and I think in pretty much every instance of somebody selling an organ, it's ultimately going to wind up saving someone's life.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't really know why someone would sell a kidney that would just wind up being eaten by a cannibal.
Maybe the price is right. You don't know. It could be a component in voodoo magic.
Mm, true. And I would rather people sell kidneys to cannibals than cannibals just taking what they want.
That's true.
Yes. I wonder what the black market price is of a kidney.
Mm. I don't know.
And would it change based on blood type?
I'm sure it would.
Because I am AB positive, which means that I can get anybody's blood, and hence basically anybody's organ, but very few people could take my organ. So I'm guessing my organ would not really be worth much.
Well, here is a figure from trusty Google. Average paid by someone buying a kidney, $150,000. Average paid to a seller of a kidney, $5,000.
Hold on. So the buyer
pays 150 grand.
Pays 150, and the person that sold the kidney gets 5,000. Where does the other 145,000 go?
I would imagine to the surgeons that remove said kidney.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Because I'm just thinking of, you know, like a transaction here, like I give you $150,000 and you pocket $5,000 and the other $145,000 gets eaten up by a middleman somewhere.
Maybe brokers. I'm seeing average income for brokers in the Philippines, Yemen, China, Egypt, Israel. So, yeah, there's definitely a black market, and Google can help you find a kidney if you're in the market for one.
Yeah. Well, luckily, I'm not in the market for a kidney. But if I was, as I said, I could pretty much take anybody's kidney. And if you've got thoughts on this, would you sell an organ? Would you buy an organ? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. You call in, you take control.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Van from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo, coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted
discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. PrepareToEndure.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find show archives and more at listen.lrn or listen.freetalklive.com. LRN, of course, being the Liberty Radio Network. You can, I was going to say you could Skype in, but there's something is going on weird with the Skype. Normally you can Skype in, username lrn.fm. You can still send the friend request or contact request, and then whenever the Skype gets fixed, if you want to Skype in, you can do that. The quality sounds great. Sounds like you're actually in the studio with us. And before we get back to the topics at hand, I have a question for you. Will things get worse before they get better, or will they get better before they get worse? Well, why not both? Quantum Vibe is a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years into the future as she travels among the various settled, increasingly statist worlds in the solar system. Young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind, or so they hope. Now the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe, Volume 1, Nicole. Available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com with a list price of only $14.95.
I've read a lot of Quantum Vibe. I'm a fan, and so
me too.
I look forward to checking that out.
Yeah, right on.
Now, I have not read the Quantum Vibe. So something that I definitely intend to check out every time I hear the ad, but then my ADD kicks in and I get distracted and ooh, shiny thing.
It's worth it.
Squirrel,
yes. And nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about this? The teenager in Wyoming who built a nuclear reactor in his dad's garage and then was disqualified from the International Science and Engineering Fair.
Too many science fairs.
I have not heard about this. Tell me more.
His crime, he competed in too many science fairs. The infraction was reported by the former director of the Wyoming State Science Fair, who later did not have her contract renewed. Officials at the University of Wyoming, the fair's sponsor, said the director acted outside her authority. Conrad Farnsworth is the first person in Wyoming to build a nuclear fusion reactor. He is one of only 15 high school students in the world to do so successfully. He made it using parts he ordered online, traded with others, and created himself.
Traded with others, like the Israeli governments and North Korea?
Exactly.
It does not say who the others were, but there's no doubt that Conrad Farnsworth is now probably on some sort of watch list.
For sure.
The story says, a February story in the Casper Star Tribune launched the 18-year-old from Newcastle and his project into the national spotlight when it was highlighted by Fox News, Huffington Post, and other news outlets. Going to the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair had been Farnsworth's goal during his 4 years of high school. On May 14th, with his board set up in Arizona and his presentation ready to go, a fair official told him he would not be competing. It's frustrating having 4 years to get to a single point go down the drain, according to Farnsworth. And it's silly. It's a science fair. Seriously? Are they supposed to be promoting science and not bureaucracy? The problem was too many fairs in the wrong order. Now, this just seems even more bureaucratic than I originally thought.
Well, keep going.
Students are allowed to compete only in one qualifying regional fair, then another larger qualifying fair as a state fair, according to Michelle Glidden, Director of Science and Education Programs for the Science for the Society for Science and the Public, the organization that runs the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. The rule is to keep students from jumping from one qualifying fair to another until they are allowed to move on.
I didn't know that you could go to different science fairs. Like, that's not how, I don't think that's how it worked when I was a kid. You just went to your school's fair and then moved on from there if you won.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I know that pageants are like this a lot of times.
I know nothing about pageants.
Well, I only know because I used to go to high school with some girls that did pageants.
Mm-hmm.
And they would compete in pageants in cities and towns that they did not live in because they were allowed to do so. And then they would go on, win one of those pageants, and then go to the Miss Alabama pageant. And then if they won that, then they'd go to the Miss America, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, they would just go pageant to pageant, places they didn't live, places that they had no connection to, just because they were allowed to enter.
Kind of like the NFL in their draft.
Hmm.
I don't think it's the same, but, yeah, kind of.
I'm just saying, like, maybe. If you are playing for a certain team, a certain city, you're not necessarily from that city.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, Miss Pleasant Grove could be somebody that lives in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, could be a fake.
So the story here continues. It says Newcastle High School students went to the Wyoming State Science Fair at the University of Wyoming, then later the South Dakota School of Mines Regional Fair in Rapid City. Farnsworth did not qualify at the UW Fair, but did in South Dakota. None of his teachers knew the rule existed, and nobody knew that it would be a problem, according to Newcastle High School science teacher Doug Scribner, who I don't think is the same Doug Scribner that we know from Doug's Smoothies.
And he also won Mrs. Porcupole.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same person, but it would be interesting if it was. Newcastle is only miles from the South Dakota border, and the high school has been going to both fairs for years. It has never been a problem in the past, but this also was the first time in 3 years that a Newcastle student had qualified for the international fair. The South Dakota fair is close and gives our kids another opportunity to present their work, according to Scribner, who said that to the Star Tribune. He continued, I think that was some of our motivation, and it did give our kids another chance to qualify. During the international fair, the then-director of the Wyoming State Science Fair, Annie Bergman, reported Farnsworth infraction to the authorities, according to Glidden. Neither Farnsworth nor Scribner was able to reach Bergman for several days to discuss the disqualification. This was Bergman's first year as director of the State Science Fair, according to Kay Pershidi, dean of the College of Education at UW. Bergman was under contract with the university to run the State Science Fair. When she did not have her contract renewed, she was no longer an employee, according to Chad Baldwin, the director of institutional communications at UW. According to Pershidi, Bergman was no longer an employee as of May 22nd, after the international fair. Calls to Bergman's office were not answered, a home phone listing no longer was in service, and emails were not returned. Pershidi said, we did not get into the details with anyone about whether the disqualification was appropriate or inappropriate. Dr. Bergman acted outside of her authority and without consultation from her supervisors. Those actions that she took were not condoned by us. So here's my question. If the lady that disqualified this kid acted outside of her authority, then should the kid be retroactively reinstated into the science fair?
Not if they've already decided a winner. I mean, what about the kid who won the fair already?
Yeah. Maybe he shouldn't have won in the first place. Did he build a nuclear reactor? What do you think? Give us a call, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And, Nimmy, you've got a story while you're getting that pulled up. Guys, I have a message for you. You don't have to ask where the nearest bathroom is all the time. No, you don't have to wake up several times a night. And a 15-second affair doesn't need 15 minutes. A healthy prostate means less urge to go, less frequency, and better flow. A healthy prostate means the new PT9 from Shamanix with six natural ingredients shown in clinical studies to do all of the above and more. In fact, PT9 has ingredients shown to boost your testosterone levels all in one pill, prostate and testosterone. So here's a question. If you can try a magnificent natural formula that can help you enjoy your days more and sleep better at night and boost your testosterone for better libido and performance, would you?
Yes, I would.
Call 800-543-5833. That's 800-543-5833. And if PT9 comes with an introductory half-price trial offer and a six-month money-back guarantee, then the only question left is, why are you not on the phone right now? Call 800-543-5833. That's 800-543-5833.
So where is my prostate again?
I don't think you have one.
I don't think I have one.
They named their product after PT-109, the boat that JFK sunk?
No, it's PT-9.
Oh, they made it similar to the JFK's boat.
I don't think that was intentional.
Okay, my mistake.
Nimmy.
Yes.
Apparently, someone somewhere wants to make it illegal to annoy certain people.
Well, certainly. Well, here in Keene, New Hampshire, of course, we would like to. The city would like to make annoying a cop a crime. Turns out that they are trying to do this in Albany, New York, as well.
Tell me about that.
A bill currently making its way through the state legislature would make it a crime to annoy a police officer, a move that could have far-reaching consequences. The New York State Senate passed the bill Wednesday. Makes it a felony to harass, annoy, or threaten a police officer while on duty.
Do they define harass or annoy?
No. I'm sure it's defined by statute, as it is here in New Hampshire as well. Section 1 amends the penal law by adding a new section establishing the crime of aggravated harassment of a police officer or peace officer. And justification, police officers all across the fine state of New York put their lives on the line every day to protect the state's people. New York State must establish laws and toughen existing laws that protect the police from becoming victims of criminals. Far too many law enforcement officers are being harassed, injured, even killed while honoring their commitment to protect and serve this state. The legislature has a responsibility to do everything they can to protect brave heroes, police officers, from violent criminals.
And that apparently was a quote from someone.
This is the justification that's listed in the bill.
The justification in the bill.
The bill.
All right.
That's right.
Now, I don't know about in New York, but I know here in Keene that putting up with verbal abuse is in the job description.
Yes.
For not only the police, but also the parking enforcers.
Now, they are saying here in New York, police officers who risk their lives every day and in our cities and on our highways deserve every possible protection. And those who treat them with disrespect, harass them, and create situations that can lead to injuries deserve to pay a price for their actions. Anyone found guilty under the bill, should it become law, could face up to 4 years in prison.
So it's now they want to make it illegal to disrespect.
Correct.
I'm curious about some examples. What are some examples that can get you in trouble for disrespecting them?
I do not have examples. I would think that it would be...
I would guess that flipping off a police officer would definitely be disrespectful.
So you flip off a law enforcement officer, and they can arrest you.
Yes. Well, they can already. I think we've pretty firmly established that cops can arrest you anytime for anything they want. Whether it sticks or it's legal long term is something.
Well, he's saying that it would stick if this thing actually gets signed by the governor of the Vampire State.
Vampire State, that's great.
And speaking of which, one of my issues is I think northern New York should leave the southern part of New York, including New York City. It's very agrarian in the north. It's completely different than the rest of the
state. Absolutely, yes.
And, I mean, we heard about the gun ban that took place all across New York. I would, if you're listening in northern New York, I would give this serious consideration and just ditch those guys, the control freaks in Albany and New York City.
Absolutely. I would agree.
Now, the question is, what would, I guess they actually call it upstate New York. They consider everything north of the East River upstate New York.
Boroughs,
yeah, but I'd rather not use the term upstate, so northern, perhaps.
Right, but what would they actually call the new state?
I don't live there, so I don't have any suggestions, but I'd love to hear some ideas.
Maybe the Adirondack, the state of Adirondack.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a very beautiful area.
I like state of bliss myself, but New York is not state of bliss.
No.
So the actual lettering of the law here that we're talking about, a person is guilty of aggravated harassment of a police officer or peace officer when, with the intent to harass, annoy, threaten, or alarm a person whom he or she knows or reasonably should know to be a police officer, engaged in the course of performing his or her official duties. The person strikes, shoves, kicks, or otherwise subjects such person to physical contact.
Okay. That's already a crime.
Right, that's already a crime. Aggravated harassment of a police officer or peace officer is a Class E felony. And that is the wording of this proposed statute.
Okay, so
you can't kick a cop, according to this.
You already can't kick a cop.
You already cannot harass, annoy, threaten, or alarm other people. So, look, it's a feel-good law, guys.
I think I could alarm you in certain circumstances.
I advise against.
Right, I would too, but let's just say that I wanted to play a prank on you and I hid behind a door. You know, let's just say the next time you come into the LRN studio...
And you want to get hurt.
You've been warned, Del.
And hold on, I'm just trying to give an example. I'm not saying I'm going to do this, but if I hid behind a door...
And you startled me.
And when you walked in, I said, boo! that would be startling you
and alarming.
That should not be a crime. I should not go to jail for 4 years for that.
No, I would agree, but you should also be ready for the reaction that you're going to get.
Of course.
You know, so I would think that would be fair to say for a police officer as well. You know, if you're going to stand behind a door and say boo, don't be surprised when you get your butt kicked.
Yeah, right. Reflexes. She might give you a karate chop.
That's right.
Based on what you read there, it basically sounds as though they're making it... They're calling it harassment to assault a police officer.
Well, harass, annoy, threaten, or alarm a person, or while the officer is engaged in the course of performing his or her duties.
So basically, if they've got their uniform considered to be performing their duty.
So during the course of their official duties, they are struck, shoved, kicked, or otherwise subjected to physical contact.
Right, and physical contact is already illegal.
Not harassment, correct.
And that is not what I would define as harassment. That's what I would define as
battery.
Assault.
No,
or
I
battery.
Would define that as battery.
Well, it depends on what the form of physical contact is, technically.
Well, so there's the law, boys.
Okay, so it didn't contain vague language of harassing?
No. Nope, just... the vague language.
So some type of unwanted contact.
Aggravated harassment with the intent to harass, annoy, threaten, or alarm.
Oh.
He or she strikes, shoves, kicks, or otherwise subjects such person to physical contact. That is the way the law reads. So that's not harassment, it's assault.
No. So why are they titled... This is one thing that annoys me about what legislators do, is they'll give bills some sort of, you know, nice-sounding name to make it sound as though they're doing one thing, and then in the actual text of the bill, they describe something else.
It's actually not, right.
Yeah. Down in South Carolina, they passed a bill called the Equal Access to the Ballot Act. That does not create equal access to the ballot. It says that everybody has to fill out the same campaign finance paper.
You know, all I have to say is this is freedom of speech. And if people are getting assaulted, that's one thing. But, you know, there's no protection for police officers in the line of duty from getting told off. So sorry, that's just not harassment.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in 855-453.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No silver hunt in the making of this episode.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.